It was a summer Tuesday. Nothing else much to do. Go into town. It's about time I turned up for my fitting. The gown I ordered was going to be specially made for this occasion. I was looking forward to meeting him, and he didn't even know yet. I like that. I like the idea of surprising someone. Didn't know they needed a bit of attention. The tailor shop was a small shop at the bottom of a hill. It had been a men's outfitters, but the decline in popularity meant the tailors there were having to diversify. And ball gowns, and especially the sweet 16 parties and the graduations, not to mention all the American style proms. Well, they were doing a very good trade in long, silky gowns. The elderly gentleman there was in his late 60s, bald, white, hair a little bit at his temples. He often rubbed his head, made me wonder if he'd made himself bald that way. But it wasn't him I'd come to tease. I knew the new apprentice was there. I asked for him specially. Oh, I do like the way a young man blushes. He seems to blush every time he sees me. It's really quite delightful. He can't do enough for me, bringing me cups of tea, just like he's been told to. But I think today I will tease him. I think today I will see just how much he can take. I pop through to the dressing room. Take off all my clothes. My best underwear. My black stocking. The shoes I'll be wearing with the gown, and my French knickers, and my laciest black satin bra. They pass me the gown. Tacked, ready to be adjusted. And I step out wearing it. Let me see in the mirror. Oh, it does look good. I do like the way you've cut just here and tapered. It drapes beautifully. Can you check it's the right length? Flatten out all the ruffles. Make it nice and smooth. I think I should stand on there while you get the hem just right. And I take your hand hot. Your hand is so hot. I'm going to lean on your hand to take a step up onto the table where I can stand and have you fuss around me. You're trying to look professional with your starched collar and your waistcoat. I do like the way those tailored trousers show that lovely round shape of that biker's backside. I know you have a bike you pedal to work every morning. Seen you. Yes, you've used the tape measure around me. You've held it down my back. You've held out my arm. And you've held the fabric against my skin. Did we decide on a dart just here? Under each breath, I say, pushing out my chest a little. You glance at my bust. You look away. You're so cute. Place your hand there, don't be shy. I won't bite much, I think to myself. You want me to breathe in? Oh, yes. Just to make sure there's enough room. I see you watch my cleavage, and I like it. I like that you're so close you can see the fine baby hairs of my skin. What a thought to have those brushed. And you smooth down the fabric, down under my arm, around the bodice. Checking for tension. And then a couple of stitches, expertly done, just in the right places. And I watch as you concentrate. You snap the thread with your teeth. Your teeth were remarkably close to me just then. You pat the place where the zip is to go. Something pulls, and that makes my boobs jiggle a little. So I lift them, positioning them within the dress. Everything correct. I feel a pat on my bottom to find the place where the zip will end. Oh yes, it must be correct. It must be form-fitting. Pat, pat. Then your fingers are inside the seam, just by my warm skin, as you let out a few stitches. I hear you. Snip, just enough, and then re-tack. I hold my breath as you concentrate, and I feel your breath on my arm. I look down, catch your eye. I can feel your fingers quivering. There it is. The blush. It starts by your jaw and floods across your face. It makes me smile. Breathe in. And I make my chest move out right by your face. My perfume is warmed up. Now the scent is noticeable. And there's the pulse on your neck. You nervously smile, but I can see a small bead of sweat falling from your temple. I purr as your fingers move further along and around my back. I look at you every time you check. I'm looking at you. I'm taking you in. I'm watching every touch, every moment. You can barely concentrate, and there's so much body heat. My temperature is rising. I think your pulse is beating faster. You stand behind to reach around my body for the belt. I whisper in your ear. Are you okay? You're doing very well for an apprentice. I knew I was right to ask for you to help with this fitting. You're trying to keep your body distant, to not push up close to me. I'm pretty sure I felt your nose almost touch my shoulder. And you keep thanking me and calling me Miss Rosie. And I'm excited to be working with you. I thought I saw a glimpse of a bulge in your trousers. Something brushed my leg. I like the cut very much. Have you finished all the adjustments? Am I pinned? You come back around to the front. Smile at me. And blush once more. Help me step out of it then. I don't want to be stuck with a pin. Yes, Miss Rosie, you say. And you touch the long zip, slowly undoing it down my spine, right down my back, catching the fabric, supporting it as I step out. In my black underwear. Your knuckle brushes one of my nipples. You look horrified and tell me you're very sorry you didn't mean to. To what? I look into your eyes. I didn't mind at all. And I give you my naughtiest smile. Do you have any other fittings today? You can clear your schedule, can you? I need a little bit more hands-on help. Your eyes are wide. Have I shocked you, young man? That an older woman enjoys a young man's touch. You answer. You're only shocked that I do enjoy it so much from you. Put that dress on the mannequin. That's right. Now, I want you to take my measurements again. All of them. Use that nice, cool, flexible tape measure you have. Feels good when it slips over me. Come closer. Yes, Miss Rosie, you dutifully say. I can feel you press yourself against me this time. I know you're hard. And you ask me, how's this? You're trying to be bold. And it's very amusing. I think I'll tease you some more. I let you put your hand in the curve of my back, and I feel that hard cock as you move, presses against my bottom. Measure my bust, then, and make sure it's over the nipples. You should make them be pressed flat. Pull the tape taut. Enjoy ordering you about. and you push my breasts together, making sure to get an accurate measurement. But I feel you twitch. Don't forget to measure just under my bust. The back of your hands guide the tape. I feel them. The weight, my chest, is just on your hands for a moment as you answer, "Yes, Miss Rosie." Now hold my hips still, ready to measure around them. "Yes, Miss Rosie," comes the answer. I like the way the tape falls across my tummy, strokes over my navel and around the top of my bottom. My legs feel a bit weak. Hold the end of the tape measure. Make sure it's the right measurement. "Yes, Miss Rosie." And you pull me into you and hold me up. Now measure the rise from my waistline under me. Hold that cold metal tip of the tape measure. "Yes, Miss Rosie." It's so warm there. I turn my head and your face, your cheek is so close. I can feel your fingers and you rub very, very gently. So very gently through my knickers. I breathe you in. My hands reach back around behind me to hold you against my bum, holding your bottom, feeling you brushing against me. Your hard cock makes you moan. I know what you want. You just want to bury your cock inside me. Fill me with your hot, sticky young cum. And you resist kissing my neck as I grind against your cock. Put your hand on the back of my neck and hold it. You do. "Yes, Miss Rose." You know what I need as you push me forward to make me bend over. I willingly let myself be positioned. Just as I held out my arm, just as I moved my head earlier, stood up straighter. All the things you needed as you positioned me to be fitted. And your hand is on my neck. And my ass is being offered. And you spank me. I just grind back into your hand, into each spank, moaning delight. And you tell me what a naughty girl I am, and you call me Miss Rosie. Oh, an occasional gasp as you hit a little harder. But then I say, what a naughty apprentice you are. And then I feel your fingers rubbing the silk. Underneath me, and you speak and begin to rub harder between my legs with your whole hand this time, and the pincushion on your wrist touches my inner thigh. And I stand up straight. Thank you for the fitting. I'll be back next week for the final. Mm.